The state's investment officers, including the Retirement Board and the Permanent Fund, are one step closer to getting rid of any holdings they have left in companies that do business with the Sudan. The House State Affairs Committee has unanimously approved a bill requiring divestiture as long as international and congressional sanctions are in place because of the genocide in the country's Darfur region. But first, members rejected an attempt to expand the investment ban. Anchorage Republican Craig Johnson proposed divestiture based on a company's policy on late-term abortion.
Partial birth abortion is something that has been ruled on. It is, you may not call it genocide, but to the dead person it really doesn't matter. And this is asking our permanent fund to divest in any organization, medical facility anywhere in the world that partakes in something that I consider equally as tragic as the genocide in Darfur.
The amendment irritated Chairman Bob Lynn, a former president of Alaska Right to Life, who said he will gladly support a standalone bill opposing abortion. Lynn argued against the amendment, charging Johnson with pitting one good cause against another to the detriment of both.
You honestly probably believe that your amendment illustrates that if we divest to hinder one injustice, that other injustices also need to be addressed at the same time. And that brings to mind the proverbial slippery slope. But here's the difference, and you pointed out yourself. The situation in Darfur is a criminal situation that the United States Congress has declared to be genocide.
That amendment failed, along with another by Johnson that would have banned the state from purchasing the products of any company doing business in Darfur. The bill passed and will next be considered by the House Judiciary Committee.